Welcome to Good News from the Good Book with Dr. Tim Rader, Senior Pastor at the Fundamental Baptist Church, located in Kinross, Michigan. Stay with us for the next 30 minutes as we bring you a message from God's Word.
God is going to bless in a great way today. We've got a visiting preacher. I know that's disappointing to you. Captain Canada's here. He's going to be preaching in a few moments, and I just see the disappointment in your faces right now.
Wow. I wanted to say, I'm so thrilled to be here, but I'm a little sad this morning. This is the first time that I've been in a regular church service in full attendance outside of Canada. I mean, in Canada, we've not had this for 18 months. 18 months. We've met with 10 people, we've met with 30 people, we've met with 60 people. Our church this morning is meeting in a tent outside. We can't meet inside our building. Crazy, crazy. People said they let you over the border. Oh, they let you over. But I had to test before I came. I had to fly from Toronto. I had to drive 2 hours to Toronto, fly to Detroit, get a flight from Detroit up here. 7-hour drive for me. It took me 14 hours to get here. I will have to test before I go home. And at a test lab here, and then fly back over the border. I can fly on a plane with 300 people, but I can't drive in my car by myself. Something's not right. Something's not right here. Border's supposed to open. You folks can come over. You'll have to have both vaccinations to come. August 9th, I think it is. And then I think you're going to open to us August 29th, something like that. So I don't know. So hopefully get it back. I was practicing swimming. If I could have got off St. John's Island and swam over the camp, I could have made it. But I don't know. I actually thought about it. I thought about, could we get a boat and do it? But we didn't do it. So I'm glad to be here. Good to be back. It's been a couple years since I've been here. And there you go. I just been out and about, eh? So take your Bibles, turn to Joshua chapter 24. I can't believe I even have to ask this in America today, but who is the God of America? Who is the God of America? We send out John and Romans in Canada. I'll let you know, I'll give you an update on that we are 4 million John and Romans away from reaching our entire nation with the gospel of Jesus Christ. We have had scores of people saved. We just had a gentleman call last week and ask where he could find an independent Baptist church in his area because of those John and Romans. We have done over 10 million John and Romans in our country. God's doing some great things. But I got a letter the other day from a lady, and she was not happy that she had received a John and Romans. Many people are not. Canada, like America, has changed. Pastor talked about the change this morning. We've changed. This is not the America that many of you grew up in, and this is not the Canada that I grew up in. And so a lady wrote me, she said, why are you sending me this material? Canada is not even a Christian nation. I thought, wow, she's right. She's right. You know our national anthem, at least the first few words, don't you? Oh, Canada. But the best part of that says, God keep our land glorious and free. But the God that I'm singing to is not the God that the rest of my nation is singing to. Over this COVID period, we've had 4 pastors arrested and imprisoned for having church during this COVID time, not meeting the restraints of our government. I'm telling you, we're living in a strange day, and to ask that question feels very strange, but I believe we do need to ask it today. Who is it that is worshiped? Who is it that is called upon for help? Who is it that you are trusting in this, the last days? And folks, we are in the last of the last days. If you don't recognize that, 2 Timothy 3, 1-3 says, this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves. Hello? Hello? Covetous. Oh man, we want more things than we've ever wanted before. Your government and our government gave out stimulus packages to people during this COVID time. Did they take it and buy food? No. Did they take it and invest it? No. They went out and bought 4-wheelers and canoes and bikes and all kinds of things because we've got to have some things. Covetous. Boasters. Proud. Blasphemers. Disobedient to parents. Wow, we're there today. Many of you had parents like I had. My dad said, my house, my rules. You don't like my rules, you can leave my house. Today, we're 30 years old and still living in our parents' basements. Disobedient. Unthankful. Wow. Unholy. Now listen, we're having church, and I'm glad you're here, and I praise the Lord for it. How holy are we today? Coming before a holy God. You're right, Pastor. We sing those songs. We don't really think about the words. We just go through the motions. We just come to Sunday school. We go to church. We go home. We come back. We go through the motions. Holy. We're unholy today as a nation. Without natural affection. A woman killing her baby is unnatural. A man wanting to be a woman is not only unnatural, it's just nuts. What man in his right mind would have to put up with the things that a lady has to put up with? Are you crazy? I say this, if you're a man, you want to be a lady, have a baby, that'll change your mind. Truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce. Now listen to this, despisers of those that are good. I'll tell you, there are many in our nations today that despise the church, that would love to silence the church, that would like to do away with the properties of churches. In Canada, they're going to start taxing our churches soon. It's coming. We know it is. And there's going to be this stipulation. Either you follow the guidelines and you fall in line, or else you're going to pay the price and it'll be dear. We live in those last days. Over the last 18 months, who have you trusted in this COVID time? Who have you trusted in troubled times of your life? Who is it that you have come to in need of comfort? Who have you called upon, sought for wisdom and strength? Who is your God today? Is it the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, Daniel, Abraham, and Noah? Is it the God of the Bible? Is it the God that we preach of and that we speak of? Is it the God that was used to help found this nation and this nation next door, Canada? Is it the God who has brought us through perilous times of war and pestilence and famine? Is it the God, or is it another God? Well, you'd say today, preacher, you're in the UP. Preacher, you're in Fundamental Baptist Church. Preacher, you're in a Baptist church. Preacher, you're preaching to a crowd of people that I've preached to for a long time from the Word of God. And I ask the question, who is your God today? Because I'm not going to assume that all of you are serving the God. Here's what I've learned. Pastor and I were talking. We went out yesterday and had a time of fellowship. Went out and got something to eat. And that's what all good preachers do. We're talking. Seriously, we're talking. And he says, you know what I've learned through COVID? He said, I've learned that there are a lot of Christians that are afraid to die. I said, I know, same thing. You know, here's what I said about COVID. I got it. I had it. And it's made me better. Look at me. I got it. Now listen, I'm not full kidding about that. Some people died. It's a real thing. It's bad. But I have to tell you this. There was a point when I thought, I wasn't touching the gas pump handle because I thought, I don't want to get that thing. I don't want to spread that thing. It's serious. But then I started thinking this. Why am I afraid to die? I'm a Christian. I'm going to heaven. Yep. That's not a bad thing. Amen, Christians? That's what we're all looking for. There's a song that says, everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. Well, there's only one way to get there other than the rapture. I know we're all waiting for the rapture, but listen, we're going to die someday. And if I die of COVID, that's okay. I could die of a car accident. I could die of a heart attack. I don't know. I'm going to die someday. And when I die, the Bible says to be absent from this body for a Christian is to be present with the Lord. The God tells us that. Who's your God today? Look at Joshua chapter 24. Joshua asked that question of his people. In verse 14 of Joshua 24, this comes right in line with Pastor's Sunday school lesson this morning. Joshua 24, verse 14 says this, now therefore, fear the Lord. That's a reverential fear. And serve him in sincerity and in truth. Could I say that many Christians are not serving the Lord in truth today? And put away the gods, small g, which are your fathers, served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. Capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D. That means the one true living God, almighty God. And if it seem evil unto you, imagine somebody saying that, but in our country today, there are some that think it's evil to serve the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve. Whether the gods, small g, which your fathers served, which were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we, say it with me, we will serve the Lord. Make up your mind. Quit sitting on the fence. Get the big breakfast. Just make a decision. And there are Christians today who are wondering, am I going to serve the one true living God, or am I going to listen to all that's being told of me and to me from this other side? Which am I going to serve today? And there are Christians today, there are lost people today, trying to decide, who am I going to follow? Who am I going to believe? Who am I going to trust? Well, I'll tell you what, if you're trusting anything outside of this, you're in trouble. You're in trouble. In a time of pandemic, who do you need most? You need a good government, and you need a good media source. And folks, we can't trust either one today. You can't. So I'm going to trust my God. I'm going to lean on the Lord. I'm going to listen to what he says. He says, be faithful. He says, be strong. He says, be of good courage. And that's what I want to encourage you to do today. Let me challenge you, church. Let me challenge you, Christian. Let me challenge you, sinner. Let me challenge you, America and Canada. Choose you this day whom you will serve. Let's make it today. Let's stand today. Let's write it down today. Let's say, I'm going to declare today, and we're going to serve that God. In the days ahead, I believe God has allowed us to go through this time of tribulation in our nations. I believe it so that God can give us one opportunity, one more, of revival, so that we can enter into that next phase of God's plan, the rapture of the church. But there are unsaved people in this nation. There is a nation next door to you that needs a gospel like it's never needed before. And folks, if we don't stand up and declare the God, we are in trouble. We're in trouble. Choose you today who you'll serve. Will it be, first of all, maybe the small g gods? The small g gods? Go to Genesis chapter 3 with me. I'll give you a couple passages to look at today. Genesis chapter 3. Then we're going to go to Genesis 35. So keep your finger there. Genesis chapter 3, small g gods. Look at verses 4 and 5. Genesis 3 verse 4 says, "And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day that ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil." Now, what's that speaking of? Does that mean that people were going to create a little image of Adam and Eve and bow down and worship them? No. It meant that you're going to start thinking outside of the mind of God. You're going to start doing things that God would not have you do. You're going to become gods, those small g gods. Notice a small g. Whenever Almighty God is referred to in the Bible, it's capitalized. That way you know who we're speaking about, the God. The small g gods are false gods. They are imitation gods. They are created gods. They are the gods of the heathen. They are the gods of the proud, the haughty, and the foolish, but not of the ignorant. They know exactly what they're doing. Those that follow after those small g gods know exactly what they're doing. They are created in the heart, mind, and hand of humanity. And many times today, we have people in our countries that are worshiping false gods, but we're not bowing down to a carved image. It's in our heart. It's in our mind where that God lives. And it's every bit as real in our hearts and minds as the one true living God. There are people that actually believe that they themselves are a God. They can be the master of their own destiny. They can will themselves into a position that they want to be in. Those are gods. Those are false gods. Those are the gods of this world. That's not the God. We most often think of idols when we think of these small g gods, statues of things. But the greater gods in Canada and America today are the things we possess and strive to possess. And it's power, and it's notoriety. My wife loves to watch those home shows. It's something in the woman DNA, I don't know. Chocolate and home decoration. That's a womanly thing. I don't mind a little bit of chocolate, but women love chocolate. I was in Africa. I'm in Kenya, Africa, and I'm doing a couples retreat. They'd never had one before. And I said, I want to tell you guys something. If you want to keep your wives happy, buy her a box of chocolates. And all of those women stood up and started to hoop and holler and applaud. I said, it's universal. It's universal. These false gods. My wife watches these home shows, and I see these homes, and these young couples are going in and buying $3-4 million homes. And they're complaining because the countertops aren't marble or quartz or whatever the new craze is. And I see people that are buying these massive boats. There's nothing wrong with a nice house, and there's nothing wrong with a nice boat. There's nothing wrong with having a few nice things. But can I tell you that even as Christians, we are starting to amass so many things and take so much time away from other things that we don't have as much time for our God, the God. Because, I mean, if I buy a $30,000, $40,000 boat, I got to spend some time on it because I spent the money for it. And, I mean, I'm working 5-6 days a week. So when am I going to go? Maybe Sunday? Hey, listen, It becomes a god. These small g gods of this world. But there's one thing that takes on no form but has the greatest power, influence, and predominance in our world and from heaven to hell that exists. It is the god of self, fueled by pride and prodded by want, desire, and lust. Is your god a self-invented, inanimate god? Is it the god of self, or is it maybe number two, strange gods? Strange gods. Would you go to Genesis chapter 35? Genesis 35. Verse 1 says, "And God said unto Jacob, Arise, go up to Bethel, and dwell there, and make there an altar unto God that appeared unto thee when thou fleddest from the face of Esau thy brother. Then Jacob said unto his household and to all that were with him, Put away the strange gods that are among you, and be clean, and change your garments. And let us arise and go up to Bethel, and I will make there an altar unto God, who answered me in the day of my distress, and was with me in the way which I went. And they gave unto Jacob all the strange gods which were in their hand, and all their earrings which were in their ears. And Jacob hid them under the oak which was by Shechem." This is the strange gods. That word strange means unfamiliar or alien. I lived in the United States for a time. I worked at the Cleveland Baptist Church. And when I came to the United States, I received a resident alien card. What a funny term, a resident alien card. I wasn't from the United States. I was from another place. It was alien. It was strange. These strange gods, the gods of strangers is another term. It wasn't a god recognized by the God. It wasn't a god that should have been in the possession of a true believer of the God. Jacob had allowed some people that he had taken into his workforce through slavery to continue to have those gods. And God says, you get rid of those strange gods. This refers to idols, but not just man-made images. There are people in this world that worship things that they don't even know. Spirits and principalities and powers, both real and imaginary, and some demonic. They try to conjure them up. They seek to know their fate and future by them. There are those who worship and try to divine by things of witchcraft and sorcery and astrology and myth. They bend to a God that declares or shows no existence, yet no less powerful to them. Some worship feeling, intuition, and hunches. I heard someone say the other day, listen, just trust your heart. Just follow your heart. Can I tell you that that's terrible advice? The Bible says the heart is deceitfully wicked. Who can know it? Don't follow your heart. Follow the word of God. Don't follow your heart. Follow the preaching of the word of God. Don't follow your heart. Follow what God has to say. God is truth and God is love and God will direct you right. But there are many today who are following the prince of the power of the air. Think about this now. Every television signal, every radio signal, every internet signal, every phone signal travels through the air. Those signals are passing over us and through us every day. I don't know if that has any bearing on us at all. I don't know if anybody's ever done any study on that. I know that some people have said some windmills have caused some vibrations that cause them to feel, you know, off. I don't know. But I'll tell you what, if it may not be the signals that are coming through the air, I'll tell you what, there are a lot of people today who are falling prostrate to the gods of Facebook and Instagram, TikTok, man, they're all over that. The gods of pornography, billions of dollars a year being spent and people falling prey to it because we can hold in our hand. When I was a kid growing up in our country, and I know it was the same here, if you wanted filthy magazine, you want to see dirty pictures, you had to go to a store. The store had to have it covered in a plastic bag and you had to ask somebody for that smutty material and you had to pay for it and people had to see you do it. Not today. Not today. It's an epidemic in our churches. In our churches. Folks, today there are those who are falling down and worshiping the strange gods of this world. And others, as we are told in Romans 1:25, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the creator who is blessed forever. Amen. How many people today are worshiping nature? How many are worshiping the environment? How many are worshiping the climate and all of those things? We talk more about those things than we ever do the Word of God in a lot of our press conferences today. Shouldn't we be talking about what God could do to remedy some of those things or what God's going to do in some of those pictures? But oh no, we're going to figure it out. These are strange gods. Is that what you worship and call God? Or do you worship finally today the God? The God. Go to Exodus chapter 15 with me over just a few pages. Exodus 15 and verse 11. Exodus 15 and verse 11. Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the small g gods? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? I live in St. Thomas, Ontario. I'm about 15 minutes south of London, Ontario, 400,000 people. I go in my backyard tonight and I look up and I see a few stars. My son and I got away a few weeks ago and we drove up into northern Ontario, not far from here, just east. And we got out at night and I said, son, I'm going to show you something you probably haven't seen very much of in your life. And I said, we're going to sit on the dock and we're going to just wait here a little bit and then I'm going to show you something. And about 11:30, 12 o'clock at night, the sky was alive with the stars. You see them more aptly here. I said, son, look at that. Do you know what that tells me? There is a God. There is a creator God who put all of them in place. There are planets in our solar system that have suns that they circle just like ours. There are universe upon universe, and God created all of it. I said, you see this huge fish I just caught next to your tiny little one? God created that fish. God. Look at that fish. It's beautiful. Look at the coloring of it. Look how it moves in the water. I said, look at that deer. That God made that. Look at that tree. God made that. Look at that grass. God made that. All those things from the God who does wonders. My daughter's getting ready to deliver our third grandchild. Pastor was bragging. He's got 117 grandkids and 29 great-grandkids. And Methuselah over here. I got all those kids. I got three. Man, we're excited. That little baby's going to come out. And I'm going to look into the eyes of that little baby. And I'm going to say, oh, thank you, God. That is a creation of God. The God. This is the creator God. This is Genesis 1:1, the living God. He identifies in Genesis 26:24 as the God of Abraham, the father of all Israel and all, by the way, all of Arab nations as well through Ishmael. But Isaac was the son of the Jewish mother. The God identifies as I am, the Lord God, the God of Isaac, Jacob, Esau, and Moses in Exodus chapter 3. It's been asked, is God the God of the Jews only? Can we know that God? Are they his chosen people? Alone? It'd almost be disheartening if we had to stop there, but let me show you this. Let's go into the New Testament. Look at Romans chapter 3 with me. Romans chapter 3. Love to hear the rustle of the pages of the Bible. Romans chapter 3. Those of you that are listening at home or on vacation, I hope you've got your Bible. Hope you're reading along with us this morning. Romans chapter 3. Look at verses 29 and 30. The God. For a time, it was the God of the Jews. For a time, it was his chosen people. But then it says this in verse 29. Is he the God of the Jews only? Is he not also of the Gentiles? What's the next word? Yes, of the Gentiles also, seeing it is one God, which shall justify the circumcision by faith and uncircumcision through faith. Romans 15. Verses 12 and 13, let me read it for you. It says this, and again, Esau saith, there shall be a root of Jesse, and he that shall rise to reign over the Gentiles, and him shall the Gentiles trust. Now, the God, capital G, the God of hope, fill you with all joy and peace and believing that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Israel's God becomes our God when we accept Christ as our personal Savior. The Holy Spirit of the God indwells me today and all who are saved through Christ. Let me ask you, is the God your God? Do you worship the God? Do you know him through his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who God sent to be our propitiation, to be our payment for sin in our lives? I know the God today. I've known him since I was 9 years old. I know the God in my life. I know the God who called me at 12 to preach the gospel. I know the God who gave me a pastor of 30 years to preach to people. I know the God who's allowed me to go to hospital visit after hospital visit and see people raised up in great health. It's the God who's done the miraculous and saved the lives of the lost. It's the God who built our nation. It's the God who will keep this nation. Do you know the God today? Amen. You better. You better. Because the God says there's but one way to see and know him. Is the God the God you've trusted in these last 18 months? 18 years. Is the God that you put your faith in? Is the God you promote and endeavor to please and live for? 1 Corinthians 8, 5, 6 say, for though there be those that are called gods, whether in heaven or on earth, as there be gods many and lords many, but to us there is but one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and we in him and one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by him. I have not had one worry. I have not had one doubt. I have not had one fear since the God became my God. this church was started to worship the God, the God. And by God's grace, it'll carry on worshiping the God. And I charge you today to carry on, to carry on. We have but one God, the God. Some of you may not have or have forgotten that. So for you, we include this and conclude with this in Deuteronomy chapter 4. This will be the last one I read. Turn there with me. Deuteronomy chapter 4. If you do not know the God or you have forgotten the God, you have fallen short of that. You have wavered. The Israelites did it many times. They turned their backs. They trusted in the false gods. And we do it too. This is what he says in Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 25. When thou shalt beget children and children's children, and ye shall have remained long in the land, and shall corrupt yourselves, and make a graven image, or the likeness of anything, and shall do evil in the sight of the Lord thy God, to provoke him to anger. Listen, I've got to tell you today, let me stop for just a second and say this. God has got to punish our nations for the sin of our nations today. Amen. He must, if he is a just God. Verse 26, I call heaven and earth to witness against you this day, that ye shall soon utterly perish from off the land whereunto you go over Jordan to possess it. Ye shall not prolong your days upon it, but shall utterly be destroyed. And the Lord shall scatter you among the nations, and ye shall be left few in number among the heathen, where the Lord shall lead you. And there ye shall serve gods, false gods, the work of men's hands, wood and stone, which neither see nor hear, nor eat nor smell. But if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him. If thou seek him with all thy heart and with all thy soul, when thou art in tribulation and all these things are come upon thee, even in the latter days. Hey, didn't we say we're in the last days? In the latter days, if thou turn to the Lord thy God and shalt be obedient unto his voice, for the Lord thy God is a merciful God, he will not forsake thee. He will not forsake thee, neither destroy thee, nor forget the covenant of thy fathers, which he sware unto them. I'm telling you, it's time for America, it's time for Canada to come back to the God, to put away the false gods that we put into our lives. Listen, politics is not going to save America. Listen, wealth is not going to save America. Putting down China is not going to save America. God will save America. But that God must be known by the people who follow that God. When's the last time you told somebody, I worship the one true living God. I've seen that God. I've seen what he does. I know what he does in my life. I've trusted him through these things. And I'm telling you today, there is no other God but the God. Choose you this day. Choose you this day. In a moment, we're going to stand. I hope they'll stand and say, I'm going to serve thee, God. I hope some of you will come to an old-fashioned altar and say, God, I haven't been following you. God, I've been nervous and afraid. And God, I have put my trust in the news reports. And God, I put the trust in my own hands. And God, I've put trust even in the things I possess. And God, I'm going to serve you today. Maybe there's be some come and say today, I've never known God. I just came to church on a whim. I got invited by a friend. Maybe you're listening today. You just happen to catch it online. We'd like to introduce you today to the God through his son, Jesus Christ. Jesus said, my Father and I are one. We're one the same. To know Jesus is to know the Father. To know the Father is to know the Son. And we want you to know Christ today. But I would dare say in a crowd this size, there are some people that in these last few months, these last few years, who have kind of forgotten who the God is. And have not served and followed him the way that they should, the way that God would have us to do so. And today I would challenge you as Americans, as a Canadian neighbor, as a friend of your nation. America, we follow in many of the trends that you have. Would you please follow the God? So that my nation might see the benefit of following the God and follow after.
Thank you for listening to Good News from the Good Book. Broadcast under the direction of Dr. Tim Rader. Senior Pastor at the Fundamental Baptist Church in Kinross, Michigan. For more information, please visit our website at fbconline.net. We invite you to stay tuned for the next broadcast when Dr. Tim Rader will bring you Good News from the Good Book.